That's a recognizable song. You know that song. Everybody knows that song. You can't always get you what you want by the Rolling Stones. That, performed by Great Moments in Vinyl. That's a rehearsal audio from them doing Great Moments in Vinyl performing the Stones. And they will be performing two albums from the Rolling Stones tomorrow, Saturday, August 5th, at Wire. And they are making their Wire debut. That's on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. You can check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com. Great Moments in Vinyl. Always a lot of fun to have these guys on. They do such a great job. And Lindsey Cochran is the guy who puts Great Moments in Vinyl together. And again, making their Wire debut in Berwyn tomorrow night. And they're going to be playing some Rolling Stones. Let's welcome Lindsey back to the show. Lindsey, how are you?
I am well. I'm a bit nervous. I mean, making a debut in a club like Wire, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that whole, we've talked about this before, that whole area in Berwyn has really blown up. It's become a mecca center for music.
Fitzgerald's is out there, and just a lot of good stuff happening. I'm just happy that music is doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand you guys had, when you guys played the Beatles gigs just a few weeks ago, that you sold out the Joliet Area Historical Museum. You had to turn people
away. Absolutely. They had to turn people away. I mean, it sold out before the event. It wasn't just the night of, but like a couple of days in advance, it sold out.
That's great. And then you had a huge crowd for the Martyrs gig.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the Martyrs gig, I was very pleased because we had a string quartet as well as a horn section. A couple of our members, a couple of guys like Phil Angotti and I want to say Joe Camarillo, Richard Pettengill, some of our regulars, talked about how that Beatles show at Martyrs was one of the highlights of all the shows they've ever done in their lives.
That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations, man. I'm glad there's so much success happening for Great Moments in Vinyl.
Thank you, and I thank you for your support. It's really helped a lot, I think, to get the word out there and get people just aware that we're doing what we're doing.
Well, tell everybody what Great Moments in Vinyl is, and then you have a top 10 reasons to see your show tomorrow night at Wire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what Great Moments in Vinyl is, we were the guys you knew back in high school who would get together and listen to music. Did you ever do that with your friends?
Oh, yeah.
You just get a record out, and you just sit there and listen. It's not like you talk, you do other things. You just attend to the music. So you can't do that, have listening parties at this day and age, but what we can do is put that music on a stage and play it for people and just share our excitement about the way the music turned us on. We want to turn the audience on. And a lot of times it's that mystique of the album. You know, the artist put something together, and I don't want to say it's a haphazard thing, but it's just a collection of songs that some of them you like, some of you didn't like quite as much, but somehow they all grew on you. So that's what we put on stage, tributes to these albums that we loved.
Yeah, and you also, you end up telling stories about certain songs and stories about the artists and what they were doing while they were recording it, things like that.
Absolutely. It puts the music in a different perspective. You hear things in the songs that you didn't realize before. Or just you carry something away from it. Oh, that's what Mick was thinking when he sang that.
Right.
That's right. What Keith was going to. That's how much heroin he was doing.
Exactly. Now, you guys will be performing two Stones albums.
Yep, we're going to do Let It Bleed and also Exile on Main Street. These are two of the four albums that are considered the pinnacle of the Stones' career.
Yeah.
The story I always tell is that, like 1967, they were very much caught up in the psychedelia. I mean, how could you not be after Sgt. Pepper's kind of
album? Sure.
Every band was trying to do that, and I think bands suddenly realized, this is not a way to live. This is just a fad. We have to move on from that and do something else. So the Stones basically reinvented themselves. They went back to their blues roots and some of the other roots in their early rock and roll days and found a niche for themselves that they carried from Beggar's Banquet through Let It Bleed, through Sticky Fingers, through Exile on Main Street.
Yeah, and those are essential records to have. Let It Bleed is, in fact, my favorite Rolling Stones record.
Oh, you got to come Saturday night.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. So you guys are gonna be performing at Wire in Berwyn, your debut, and you have the top 10 reasons to come and see Great Moments in Vinyl performing the Stones, and just let her rip.
Number 10.
Yes.
When are you ever gonna hear anyone else play such overlooked Stones gems as Loving Cup, Shine a Light, and You Got the Silver Live? I mean, seriously, some of these songs in our set are songs the Stones themselves have never performed on stage.
Wow. All right.
Think about that. So, I mean, here's a chance to hear Stones music they've never done.
Yeah.
Number nine, top 10 reasons why to see great moments in vinyl, play the Rolling Stones. What else are you going to do with your Saturday night? Go to Lollapalooza and rub shoulders with 100,000 other music fans? I mean, Lolla is great for the spectacle, but if you like your music up close and personal, come see us at Wire, where you'll have some room to groove and where working up a sweat is entirely optional.
There you go.
Besides, the forecast says cloudy skies all weekend with a chance of rain. Try weathering that at Lolla, where they don't let you carry umbrellas.
All right.
It's a public service message.
Absolutely.
Number eight, top 10 reasons. Keith Richards finds listening to Exile on Main Street to be like a musical time machine. He once told an interviewer, "I'm listening to these tracks and suddenly I'm back in that old basement in the south of France again." So if these songs could do that for Keith, why didn't you let us take you there too?
Nice.
Yeah. Number seven, top 10 reasons to see great moments in vinyl, do Rolling Stones at Wire. The rockin' voice of Phil Angotti.
Yeah.
I mean, this man was born to sing rock and roll with a guitar slung over his shoulder. A lot of Chicago music lovers know him from his tributes to the Beatles and to Paul McCartney, but give him a Mick Jagger vocal and the room to strut his stuff, and the man can really howl.
Yes, he can.
Great sounds.
Yeah.
Like what he does. Number six, you can't play the Stones without playing some blues. And if you're going to play the blues in Chicago, you got to do it right. So we've recruited one of the finest harp players in the city, a guy I think you know, Bob Kessler.
Absolutely.
Newsman at WGN.
That's right.
But put him on a stage with a harmonica in his hand, and he's amazing to fill out the sound. I mean, he can hold his own on Shake Your Hips and Stop Breaking Down, but the back and forth between Bob and the rest of the band on Midnight Rambler,
Yeah. That
just kills.
Yeah.
Number five, top 10 reasons to see great moments in vinyl, do the Stones. What about those stories you'll hear about the band? For example, why did Keith Richards and Ron Wood flush all their drugs down the toilet when Sting and Stuart Copeland came backstage to meet them? who told Mick Jagger enough about gambling so that he could write the lyrics to Tumbling Dice? What does Keith Richards want written on his tombstone? All these things and more will become clear this Saturday night.
Fantastic. That's great. All right.
Number four, top 10 reasons to see us do the Stones. If Phil makes an amazing Mick, you need to hear him accompanied by Rachel Drew's Keith. Those sweet, tight harmonies are one of the driving forces behind the Stones' music, and the combination of Phil and Rachel absolutely delivers.
And we are going to hear a little bit of that in right before we let you go.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Number three, top 10 reasons. Then there's the guitar playing. Great moments in vinyl regular Richard Pettengill has never met a guitar riff he doesn't like or can't play. And Saturday night, he'll be tearing it up on the electric, the acoustic, and the slide guitar.
Nice.
Number two, top 10 reasons. You've been to see Exhibitionism at Navy Pier. Now that it's closed, it's time to indulge yourself in the music. After all, the Stones are the greatest rock and roll band in the world. You can't ask for a better set of music for your Saturday night entertainment dollar.
Nice.
And number one on our top 10 reasons to see us play the Stones at Wire on Saturday. Hello, it's August already. Summer's not going to last forever. This is going to be the perfect night to get your yah-yahs out.
Good work, Lindsay. Those sound like all great reasons to come out. It's tomorrow night, Saturday, August 5th, at Wire on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. You can check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. And then you guys are going to be back Friday, August 18th, and you're going to do the music of the Allman Brothers.
The Allman Brothers, the At Fillmore East set with a guitarist by the name of Bill Grady, who's been turning a lot of heads here in the Chicago area. Richard recruited him, and I got to do a rehearsal with him about 2 weeks ago, and I was blown away.
Yeah, wow. The Allman Brothers, that's fantastic. How long is Whippin' Post going to be, about 44 minutes?
You know what we're thinking about doing? We have to fill a set, an evening at Martyrs for that one. And we're thinking about, we'll take some of the other things that were recorded for that album but not put on that album. Like, I think there's some live stuff that showed up on Eat a Peach that came from those same series of shows. So
very
I think that's how we're going to expand it.
Outstanding. Okay, we have a little bit of audio. As you mentioned, Rachel Drew and Phil Angotti are fantastic together. And
this isn't rehearsal audio. This is from the soundboard at the show.
Right. This is from the Martyrs show. Direct from the soundboard, and let's hear a little bit before we let you go, Lindsay. Let's hear a little bit of Rachel and Phil singing Gimme Shelter.
It's just a-
That's fantastic. Fantastic. And then that's our own Bob Kessler on the harp there.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, that's what you got. That's what you, that's what's coming up tomorrow night, Saturday, August 5th. The Great Moments in Vinyl playing the Stones at Wire, making their Wire debut. It's on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. And you know, Lindsay, I love what you guys do. I really do, and I think you're great. And you always get the best musicians possible. And just listening to Phil and Rachel sing there, that's amazing stuff.
It's
really,
it's a hair on the back of the neck kind of moment.
It absolutely is.
When
absolutely.
She does the Mary Clayton vocal on that song, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, it's going to be great. You guys are fantastic. You can, it's Exile and Let It Bleed. Those are the two Rolling Stones records that will be performed by Great Moments and Vinyl, Stories in Between. And you heard the top 10 reasons to go. So go. It's tomorrow night, August 5th at Wire in Berwyn. Always a pleasure. And Lindsay, we've got to get you back in here to talk about the Allman Brothers next time, okay?
Absolutely. I'll bring my slide guitarist.
Sounds great. Okay, Lindsay. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Take care. There you go. Lindsay Cochran, everybody, the guy behind Great Moments in Vinyl. Get out to Berwyn tomorrow night to see them perform two great Stones records. And you check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com. And we have a link on our Facebook page for more information. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Fly Jams Friday and all the regular Friday features coming up a little bit later on.